Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I guess we're on.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. That I messed up with what I was going to play, kids, but we'll play this.
He continues to lie about my record. I actually said his Don't Take Me Bill didn't go far enough because it only talked about gender until the third grade.
The only person more fascist than the Biden regime now is Nikki Haley, who thinks the government should identify every one of those individuals with an ID. That is not freedom.
Whoa,
that is fascism.
I love all the attention, fellas. Thank you for that. I never said government should go and require anyone's name.
Yeah, and Haley wasn't the only one who seemed offended last night. Governor Ron DeSantis appeared stunned when asked if he had any plans to drop out of the race.
The voters actually make these decisions, not pundits or pollsters. I'm sick of hearing about these polls. They weren't predicting that I would win the way I did, and I won the greatest Republican victory in the history of the state of Florida. Uh-huh. I'm looking forward to Iowa and New Hampshire. The voters are going to be able to speak, and we're going to earn this nomination.
Yeah, and the candidates were even taking shots at their biggest opponent, and he wasn't even on the debate stage.
This is an angry, bitter man who now wants to be back as president because he wants to exact retribution on anyone who has disagreed with him. His conduct is unacceptable. He's unfit, and be careful of what you're going to get. If you ever got another Donald Trump term, he's letting you know. I am your retribution. He doesn't care for the American people. It's Donald Trump first.
But Iowa voters say they prefer former President Trump as their 2024 Republican nominee in a new Des Moines Register poll. Trump's expected to make a campaign stop in the Hawkeye State on Wednesday, and the Iowa caucuses are on January 15th.
Do you want to win Christmas?
Like, really win Christmas?
Yes.
Then don't give your kids socks cheap.
Great shot, kid! Today is Thursday, December 7th, 2023. Holy smokes, man. Listen to that. Sparks fly at the GOP debate. Vivek triggers media and tells Chris Christie to leave the stage and go eat a meal. Melania Trump wants Tucker as vice president, and Congressman Andy Biggs joins the show. My name is Benny Johnson, and this is The Benny Show. Let's begin with something really quickly, okay? A clip.
Oh.
Thank you. Threat,
you
were distressed.
Notice.
Comes to my privacy on my phone and my devices, and that is why I use Studio. Hopefully, it won't interfere with the show. If they hit the internet lines, well, then who the hell knows? Ladies and gentlemen, there is a line that was hit this morning that is causing people to go crazy, which is Melania Trump, apparently, is pushing for Tucker Carlson as VP. Now, we're going to get to the last night's debate here in just a second, but really the debate is sort of a VP competition, right? And really, I don't think that Chris Christie is going to get that nod. And I'm not sure that Ron DeSantis is going to get that nod. And Donald Trump went hard against Nikki Haley in a recent interview on Wednesday night on Fox News. And so I don't know, man. I don't know. It looks like there is a VP competition that's heating up. Now, some people are saying Ben Carson, but just breaking minutes before the show, and we try as hard as we can to be newsworthy, right, on the program, this article from Axios, Behind the Curtain, How Trump Will Build His Loyalty First Cabinet. Well, I mean, good. They're trying to make you'll recognize some of these faces, right? I mean, Mike Davis is a dear friend of the show, along with Cash Patel. Stephen Miller has been on the show, along with Senator Vance and Tucker Carlson, Steve Bannon, both of them friends of the program. This looks awesome. Is this supposed to scare me? Also, what do you call it when Joe Biden staffs his entire regime with Obama acolytes? Joe Biden doesn't staff anything. What do you call it when the entire team Obama comes back to the White House, which is precisely what you never see headlines like this written about Barack Obama or the faux regime that he's running with Joe Biden at the helm. You never see headlines like this. But yes, it's actually really important that you have people that defend you and protect you in office. Eric Holder famously said that he's the wingman of Barack Obama. Article is really fascinating and very, very interesting, but you scroll on down and you'll check out this little note that is causing people to have a panic across the internet,
panic.
Across the talkosphere here. There's an interesting twist. Melania Trump is an advocate for picking Tucker Carlson, the booted Fox News star, for vice president.
Okay. Tucker Carlson. Melania. Okay. Who we got? We got Pianchi, you're on, buddy boy. And Lorianne, I'll put you on. All right.
Hey, Daddy, how you feeling?
I'm doing, I feel like crap, but I'm doing okay. What is the date? Today's the 9th, December 9th, 2023. We're moving along. How you doing, Ron Reck?
Well,
in the chat room. Go ahead.
Commemorate December the 7th, Donnie.
Damn right. You're right.
You know, all these newscasters and these hosts and pundits never mentioned anything about that.
No,
what I heard.
They didn't. I watched, what show was it? Well, it was on Fox, whatever. I can't remember. It was Laura Ingraham. It was one of the shows on Fox. They didn't say a damn word about it.
They're trying to erase American history.
They are. And I asked Cinnamon, I thought, is this Wednesday or, because nobody said a word about December 7th at all. Not one word. I didn't see it online either. I'm sure it was somewhere, but I didn't see it. And it wasn't, I listened to the news on Fox, and I didn't hear one word about December 7th. You know, they used to play war movies on December 7th. I didn't see any of that either. It was all Christmas crap.
Watching those movies when I was coming up as a kid when we were on Saturdays, that was one of our classrooms.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. And, I didn't see one war movie because I looked on every movie channel, even the movie channel
didn't have.
I don't know. I'm getting feedback for some reason. Cinnamon, are you by the door?
No, I'm not.
Okay. I don't know what to...
And I was on mute.
Well,
I got the headphones on, so...
You're on mute, but if you're by me, okay, now it's cleared up. Anyway, man, I tell you, they're trying to eliminate patriotism in our country. They hate our country. I'm telling you, I was really surprised. I was really surprised. I know I had a lot of things going on December 7th, but I tell you, I didn't forget that because I was going to play my John Wayne war movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It was definitely a great movie. And I bought it on Amazon. Or no, YouTube. YouTube movies, I bought it. And I bought a few.
Remember how we used to watch John Wayne kick the Indians' butts from 8 to 12?
Yeah.
From 12
oh, yeah.
to 3, he kicked the Japs' butts.
Yeah.
Man, that was the days.
And then the man went to Vietnam and took care of that and the Green Berets.
He sure did.
Yeah, he did. Damn right. But now kids don't even know what happened on December 7th at all. They don't know. I have no clue.
Well, kids today don't know how to kick butt. All they do is send memes.
Yeah, memes, whatever in the hell they call. Right. All right, we got one guy going to jail for he didn't make the meme or anything, but he tweeted it out, and it's about Hillary Clinton, and he can serve up to 5 years. I think five to seven. For a meme that he didn't do, but he retweeted it, and he's some kind of reporter, And so they said he's going to jail. He was being interviewed by Tucker. Tucker interviewed him. Pretty sad. They're taking away the First Amendment. They're taking away patriotism. They want to know why nobody's joining the military. Well, you got people like Nikki Haley on stage, boys. She hasn't met a war she doesn't want. And then Ramaswamy, whatever the goddamn name, his name is, he called her out on it a couple of times on a debate this past time and the time before. Because she came out of public service, broke. Now she's a multimillionaire, and he called her out on it. Sitting on the board of Boeing, or one of those contractors. She was a contractor. Now she's a multimillionaire in 5 years. Pretty amazing. 4 years, actually. Wish we could get a job like that, Pianki.
And yeah, you're
wait,
right.
You blame me. Oh, man, I swear. I don't know,
yeah,
buddy.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Get
the
us
news
a job
media
like
is terrible,
that.
You see?
Oh, man.
You see where that black woman tried to burn down Martin Luther King's house?
No, I didn't see that. What the hell? What are you talking
about?
Yeah,
I did.
What?
Yeah.
Why? Why the hell
Who
would
knows,
you do that?
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. You know how the news media described her? They said female. They didn't mention about skin color.
No,
didn't
well,
mention
they
that she was a Democrat and voted for Joe Biden. Didn't mention that she was anti-MAGA. And didn't mention, see, what they was hoping that the person was white. And then here
come
all the accolades that go with blaming whites. Racist.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Pro-Trump.
Yeah.
MAGA. You know what I'm saying? White nationalists.
I know exactly. Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying. Hell yeah, I know what you're saying. But boy, that was a white person. Woo-hoo, wow. Now, they didn't give a reason for this woman to wanting to burn his house down?
Well, I'm sure it's about the same reason they would tear down a Robert E. Lee statue or burn up a Columbus effigy.
Wow, God. That's crazy. Damn, Pianki. The place, we're going to hell. We don't stop it. We're going to hell.
She had a can of gasoline. She didn't have no tiki torch.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, and neighbors saw her going around, and they thought she was watering the yard until she went up on the porch and started throwing the gas on the
Really?
Yeah, she's ex-Navy.
Ex-Navy. Boy.
Yep.
If she's...
You think she's having mental health crises.
Oh, God, come on. Everybody blames it on that. God dang it, I know you know right and wrong. And everybody, well, she must be mentally ill, or this dude must be, you know, should be in the hospital because he's having troubles. Hell with that. We
well,
got to stop blaming every damn thing on mental health. Go ahead, Pianki.
Well, that's better than the mayor in Chicago blaming the woes of that city on the Civil War.
Well, yeah. Yeah, that was pretty amazing, I have to admit. Well, you got to admit,
yeah,
that was a new one. That was a new one. I mean, everything else has been tried.
Yeah, when you sit down and watch the news nowadays, it's like the new suspense hour, man. You got to hang on tight.
Yeah, hang on, baby. Oh, my, that was good. That was good. Oh, man. Did you? I don't think it's on this one. I'll have to go to the next one, but... Damn, yeah, I got to go. On CNN, I'll pull it up here in a minute. CNN try their damnedest to, you know, when Trump, when I didn't even know this was on. It was Hannity and the president, Bob Trump, by the way. He he said, well, let me play. I'm having trouble getting my mouth to work tonight. It's one of those nights, man. It's been a rough week. Rough week. Kathy, my aunt died, and Kathy might be here and she might not. I don't know. That's her mother. And then I found out, got a call, my cousin died. I said, Jesus. Oh, man. Everybody.
Oh,
what's that?
That's terrible. That's terrible.
Oh,
your
man.
Aunt and a cousin. That's
yeah.
By the way, Kathy probably won't make it tonight in our Facebook chat. She said that to tell you that she ended up on the other side of the state tonight for a concert.
On the other side for a concert?
Gene did. Not Kathy. Sorry,
oh,
Gene
went grand. Okay.
Gene's birthday today. And,
yeah.
So I wished her a happy birthday.
Yeah, I think she's going to Traverse.
Yeah, so I don't expect to hear from Kathy tonight, but.
Okay.
That's pretty sad news.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let me see. She can start taking care of herself, and her brother can take care of himself. They're both sick. They all both put their health on hold for 2 years. So maybe get that going, get them well.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Bless her heart, though, for everything that she did for her mom. You know, she'll never regret it.
No.
You know, doing what she can for her. So rest in peace and God bless. And, you know, I feel for her. I really do.
Yeah. She, her and her brother really did a hell of a job. Hell of a job. I was going to write something on the page, and I wrote it, but it burnt down the other half of the family, so I erased it. I didn't want to burn down the other side of the family, or her brothers and her other brother, rather, and sister. Or her sister, really sick, too, but. But anyway, back to the show we go. All right. Now, get my train of thought back. And you know how hard that is, right? Getting my train of thought back.
Joe Biden
what? He's what? Well, why don't you get on? We'll get the damn dog out of the way. Otis. Jesus. Hi, everybody going, what kind of damn show is this, man? You guys had a great show.
Well, he's just standing there.
Go ahead, Senator.
He was just standing there in the doorway looking at me like, oh, okay, I wanted to come out. But then, I don't know.
All right, he's just
okay.
He's just having a spell. Well, now, what about Joe Biden?
Joe Biden was in Vegas, and he was talking to, he was talking to railway workers and how they're putting money into Amtrak and how they're going to make the high speed, they're going to do a high speed train from Vegas to California.
Yeah.
He couldn't, I sent you the clip, so if you can find it to play it.
Where did
he
you
couldn't
send
figure
it
out
to?
How much money. I sent it to your email last night.
Okay, yeah. Okay, I find it.
He could not figure out. He couldn't figure out what to say. He was saying it started off.
I don't know.
You gotta hear it
to believe it. I'll find it. I'll get my email and check it out.
So,
yeah, he I don't know how he was going. He talks like I do now, or I talk like he does. I get my stuff all jumbled up. And it happens when you're old, I guess, older. And anyway, that was funny. You played that clip for me last night. Good Lord, Joe. Mr. Didn't he call himself the Amtrak man or whatever?
Oh, yeah. Then he started trying to tell his Amtrak story that has already been debunked many times.
Yeah, he stop everybody on that train because they would hold that damn Amtrak train up if he was running late. They would wait for him. And people worked in Washington that was on that damn train, and the guy said, we were late probably about 30% of the time because of Joe Biden, Mr. Amtrak. Anyway, here's that tape. CNN, they started to, well, it's self-explanatory, I think.
I want to go back to this.
And you can't hear it. Let me know, please.
One issue, though, because the media has been focused on this and attacking you under no circumstances. You are promising America tonight. You would never abuse power as retribution against anybody.
Except for day one.
Except
Look,
what?
He's going crazy. Except for day one.
Meaning?
I want to close the border and I want to drill.
That's not That's not retribution.
I'm going to be, you know, he keeps, we love this guy. He says, you're not going to be a dictator, are you? I said, no, other than day one. We're closing the border and we're drilling. After that, I'm not a dictator.
So that sounds to me like you're going back to the policies when you were president.
That's
All right, exactly. Take a break.
But the aftermath of this town hall is where the real story begins. Major media outlets, including CNN, pounced on Trump's comments. The UK's Guardian and NBC News spun narratives suggesting Trump admitted to being a dictator. But it was CNN's New Day that took misrepresentation to a new level. During a discussion on Wednesday, co-hosts Poppy Harlow and Elena Tree portrayed a quote of Trump's statement. The edited version stripped of contents, leaving only, except for day one, close the border, I want to drill, baby, drill. We're closing the border and we're drilling. After that, I'm not a dictator. Now, this manipulation wasn't just subtle. It was flagrant. CNN's narrative made it seem as though Trump was admitting to dictatorial tendencies, a narrative dangerously misleading and devoid of truth. The full context of Trump's statement was about policy actions, not a dictatorial confession. It's a classic case of media bias where a clip is trimmed or taken out of context to fit a preconceived narrative. But here's where the plot thickens. Republican strategist Lee Carter, a guest on CNN's program, courageously called out this deception. Carter pointed out the selective editing and lack of context, stating that that soundbite out of context is terrifying, but when you hear what he was saying overall, he was kind of sort of like, as some communicators do, leaning into criticism and say, I'll only be a dictator in as much as I'm going to close the borders and I'm going to start drilling.
I'll play it.
After that, I promise I'm not going to do anything.
I forgot.
So that they're against
that moment.
Know that they're against Donald Trump, but what are they really for? And they're really struggling with that message with the country at large.
Lee, Donald Trump, I think, made clear in his remarks about I'd only be a dictator on day one, exactly what President Biden is talking about in terms of preserving democracy.
Well, to be fair, that soundbite out of context is terrifying, but when you heard what he was trying to say overall, he was kind of sort of like, as some communicators do, lean into a criticism and say, yeah, I'll only be a dictator in as much as I'm going to close the borders and I'm going to start drilling for oil again. After that, no, I promise you I'm not going to do anything.
You're saying people shouldn't believe him? Look at the policies he's made.
Well, what I'm saying is I don't
policies?
Think that what he meant to say was I'm really going to be a dictator in that moment.
Okay, they keep saying look at his policies. Will somebody tell me what policies they're talking about that makes him like a dictator? Or makes him like a Nazi? Will somebody please tell me?
I think they're talking about all the executive orders that he did.
Well,
but
did he do
nobody's
that makes
gonna point
him...
out hold on. But I nobody points out day one where poor Biden was there with that huge stack of executive orders that he was going through and signing.
Right. Yeah.
Dude looked lost. He didn't even look like he knew what he was doing.
He didn't know what he was doing. He didn't know.
So,
let's get that
yeah.
straight. Somebody
Biden,
put those
Biden.
On his desk. He didn't even know what the hell he was signing. We know that. But these pundits get on TV and they keep talking about Trump's policies and how terrible they were. I want to know, and they never answer, policies are they freaking talking about? But nobody wants to talk about it. Nobody wants to say what it is. Well, I have no damn clue what I liked his policies myself. It was very nice not being in starting wars all over the world for no reason or for somebody's oil.
Or somebody's daddy.
Yeah, I remember when Bush said that. What would you do if he threatened your daddy? Wow. So you're going to cost some American lives because he called your daddy a name? You moron. Frickin', we don't get our shit together in this country, we're going to lose it. We're just going to lose it. And I believe civil war, I don't believe it's going to be white and black and Hispanic against each other. I think it's going to be the people of the United States that are going to change this government is what they're going to do.
My you got opinion. That right.
And if we don't do it, it's going to be way too late for us. Way too late. And you listen to crap like this on CNN that only gives you a little clip. It does make him sound like, I'm going to be a day one. I'm going to be a dictator. And then they cut it. So you can't hear the rest of it. But thank goodness this young lady went and shut him down. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Hannity asked him because they were saying was the thing that's floating out there in the news media is that he's going to use his office in retribution to those that stood up against him and those that called him crazy for the election fraud stuff.
But he's never
said that.
And
then he didn't even talk about that.
He's never said that.
I know, but Hannity softballed him the question, and he could have said,
why would
I'll let history judge itself.
I see where you're coming from, but Trump, if you're not used to President Trump by now and how he talks, then you're not using him in per se, but people are just dumbasses. He leans right in like that. He leans into it. He takes it
to the retribution that's been done to America by these alphabet agencies, whether FBI, the RIS.
Absolutely.
Those people that's being held illegally for January the 6th, they deserve all kind of reparations for that in the
millions. You're damn right they do. And we get these people out of freaking office, I guarantee you something will be done about that. That's what they did. It was wrong. Just plain wrong. And I'd like to know, there's somebody over these damn federal judges, and I'd like to know who in the hell it is, and I thought it was Roberts. And this moron's letting this crap go, and he knows damn well it's wrong. These judges are off the hook. And if you're a Republican or a conservative, you're screwed. You're just not going to get any justice. Not at all. Boy, it gets quiet when I speak. I like it. We're going to bump into Trump here in around 10 o'clock. So I'll put him on for a minute. We've got one and one, maybe Sarge and maybe John Doe. I don't know. Sarge.
That's me, man. And I'm glad to see you cooking on all the cylinders here. But here's the reason why you know Donald Trump is not a dictator. The reason why you know beyond any doubt, any reason about certainly that he is not a dictator, is because he did not, I repeat, did not commit federal and or National Guard troops to put down the, quote, insurrection, unquote, over the objections of Nancy Pelosi and Muriel Bowser. Now, if he was a dictator, he would have just gone ahead and done it, because the Constitution, Article 4, requires that such federal intervention be done at the request of the executive or the legislature of those jurisdictions. Donald Trump didn't override it, although he probably should have, because then he would have had an ability to have on the record the objection to the electoral count of 1877 that 148 members of the House of Representatives and the Senate were planning to do, which is why we know that those people engineered that damn thing to prevent from happening. But even so, Donald Trump did not commit federal troops and National Guard troops to put down the insurrection. So you know he ain't a dictator. And there is nothing whatsoever with the President of the United States issuing a million executive orders, provided they are instructions to his subordinates to execute the laws within the authority granted to the President by law and the Constitution. He can issue as many executive orders as he wants. The problem with demon rat presidents is they issue executive orders that are far beyond the authority that was granted them by any legislation that Congress gave them, like Obama with DACA. He just made that up out of whole cloth.
Yeah, he did.
He didn't have no authority to give people Social Security numbers and work permits, illegal aliens, but he just did it, and Congress let him get away with it. I was hoping to do anything like that. I defy you to show me where Donald Trump issued an executive order that is outside the scope of his authority as president. A president has to give out executive orders so the people that are subordinate to him execute the laws in accordance with his vision, and vision has to be consistent with the Constitution and legislation.
And that
I tell you, these people, you know, and finally, this thing about he's going to get retribution on those who have wronged him, you know what? They are projecting like they always do, because they know that's what they did. They know they are waging warfare against this man, and they fear him doing what they know they're doing. They're the most evil sons of bitches, diabolical, and just, you know, I mean, it's like they just turn everything of the truth inside out.
That's
and
right.
These people, I've never seen nothing like them.
You are absolutely right on that, Sarge. Absolutely. They have, I don't know why they're doing it, and I wonder if they think they're going to get away with it. If the crap hits the fan, these liars like Joe Scarborough and his beautiful little wife there, and her, you know, thank God her dad dead. He was another John McCain Jr. And I'm telling you, these people are going to be the first one on the firing line. They're going to have to pay for all the lies that they told the American people. Because I'm sorry, when this hits a fan and they get on there and say, well, I'm sorry, we didn't think it would go this way. Well, too late for that, buddy. Come on, Joe. Line up on that wall, buddy. You want a blindfold?
Yeah, you better believe it, man. These people are doing exactly what they accuse others of doing. It is their stock and trade. It's what they do all the time. We need to educate people to how to recognize it, ignore it, and counter it wherever they can. It's a cute little trick and tactic they pull, but somehow because people are so badly educated, they get away with it almost all the time. Or at least, if not get away with it, it remains unchallenged and put in the proper place it belongs, which is in the circular file called the garbage can.
Yeah, that's right. That is right. I don't know, Sarge. You run into people. You got Jack Smith. He's demanding. People are Elon Musk to turn over everybody's account to him that has tweeted or retweeted or follows Donald Trump on X. He wants all their information. So he's got the information because the judge signed off on it. Why he wants it, you know why he wants it. It's gonna be like a January 6th situation. If you follow Trump or tweeted Trump and you're a Trump fan, a MAGA fan, you're done. You're gonna be done. And
are you a co-conspirator? You gotta be a co-conspirator.
We got 24,000 people. We got General Flynn that follows on Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it. And Coat of Arms, it follows us. We got colonels and we got generals and we got retired, all kinds of military follows. These people are, you know, Jack Smith wants to get these people. He wants to get all of us that are MAGA, that believe in America first. Just take care of our fucking border. Why in the hell are we Ukraine? I don't give a damn about that. Till you take care of our stuff. Take care of us first. Just shut the border down. Yeah, and don't tell me we don't have terrorist cells coming into our country right now. Sitting up. They're setting up. Something's going to happen. And
but
when it does...
Without the terrorist cells, we know... But even without the terrorist cells, we know there are millions of not millions, but certainly thousands of criminals that have come in, and we're just through ordinary criminal activity. And, as you point out, add to that the possibility of terrorist action, and you got something exponentially worse.
Right. Well, they already found folks that they said were terrorists. They already found they stopped them. They got them. Some of them. How many got away?
Yeah.
How many freaking just walked through?
You don't know.
The kids. The 85,000 kids are missing. They don't know where in the hell they are. It's my feeling.
Maybe they're in the basement of Jack Smith.
I wish somebody would check him out. You know, this man has lost almost every one of his cases, but they use him to... They just use him to wreak havoc on somebody's life, knowing that they're going to lose the case. He knows he's going to lose the case, but it's going to he breaks them. He breaks them financially, and that's what just look at this man.
He's an affirmative action baby. Yeah,
he's a prosecutorial hitman. He was hired to hit political opponents. I mean, in the political and legal sense. That's what it is. And he's very ruthless at his job, even though he gets caught by the appellate courts. But he's very ruthless at doing what he's initially put there to do. And he does that reasonably well.
Yeah. He does it real well. He loses, but he does it well.
He's an affirmative action baby.
Yeah, and you know, people like that that should lose their license in a minute. Now, if that was a Republican doing that, be up in front of a board right now of ethics.
Lose his license, and his pension should be cut down to only 25% of what it should be.
But you know what, Pianti?
I actually think he was chosen for his prowess, not because he was incompetent, but because he has no ethics and he's utterly ruthless at doing what he's told to do. I don't think he's an affirmative action baby. I think he was chosen for his specific skill in the manner that he carries out persecution, not prosecution.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think he's reasonably skilled at what he does.
His prowess proves he's always going in the wrong damn direction.
Yeah, but he doesn't care as long as he gets paid. He gets paid big money. Big money.
That's what I say. You need to cut some salaries. See, when you have people misbehave like that and it's shown, you don't even have to do too much investigation. One of their punishments amongst all of the rest is they cut their pension. Any pension they got covered, they need to cut it down to 25% or less.
Come on, Bianchi, that's not going to happen. Hell, I'm a goddamn UAW worker. member. And he stole from us, getting their full pension, and most, some of them got prison time. How you doing, gunslinger?
You know what? The kind of reforms that Pianki is suggesting are needed, but they are going to have to wait until we can restructure this government with people who are constitutionally ethical. Right now, we can't even get the Attorney General of the United States to look into the massive mountain of evidence that shows our president is a crook and that he is undermining the best interests of his country, both politically, culturally, and national security-wise. We cannot even get the Attorney General to look into it and even convene a grand jury.
Well, even that cutting of the pension should go to Comey and all of them that was involved with the false dossier and Hillary, all of them. Why are you paying people and rewarding them for the inept behavior that they demonstrated? It don't make sense.
Because they're doing what they were expected to do. The political maskers have assigned them a task, and they're doing it. Why would they punish them for it? It's going to take people who are in there, like who think like us and who understand what's at stake, to change it around and root them out. Right now, it can't be done with this bunch in office.
Well, you had people at Nuremberg try to use that excuse, and it didn't work. So we're going to get them.
No, it didn't work.
Yeah, remember, we had to defeat them after a bloody World War, too, didn't we? In order to get them to Nuremberg. We had to defeat them utterly and make them unconditionally surrender and then put them on trial. Right now, these people are at the reins of power. They sit there and pull the levers.
Mm.
And the woman talking about it, they talking about Trump's dictatorship. Hell, St. Louis has been Democratic for over 73 years, and you made mention of New York, or was it Georgia? I forget which one. Chicago. What, 135 years?
The last Republican mayor they had that got elected was almost over a century ago. Almost a century now. They ain't had a Republican mayor in office in Chicago.
All the
that not only sounds like a dictatorship, it sounds like a new revelation, if you ask me.
Well, Baltimore is the same. Detroit hasn't been, it hasn't had one since 1962. I think Roman Kavanaugh was the last, if I remember right, was the last Republican mayor of Detroit, and it's been all Democrat.
And it looks like it, too.
Georgia, Atlanta.
It looks like it's been all Democrat.
So yeah,
you
it
name
does.
Me, you can name a few others.
Absolutely, Bianca, you're right. You can name a few other. I had a list here somewhere, trying to find it.
Hell, those areas are so bad that pigeons in trans flight will fly around them. And they got the brain less, which is smaller than a walnut.
They got brains enough to skip Detroit, huh? And
you're damn right.
You know, I live right outside of Flint and worked in Flint all my life. And, you know, I don't hear anything bad about Flint right now. So I'm holding my breath. That's a good thing. Or Detroit. But, boy, Chicago and New York, whoa, they're screaming. They're screaming bloody murder. We got to do something about these immigrants. Well, it was all right when they thought, oh, they're all going to stay in the South. They're going, you know, we won't get any. We're 2,000 miles away. Well, thank goodness for Abbott, Governor Abbott, starting to ship all those people. That was a great thing. Damn good thing.
I see in down there in Louisiana in that one county for sheriff, where the Democrat won by one vote. They've done a recount. He still won by both, picked up three votes, but he still won by one. So the court said, the hell with that. We're going to do this all over.
Yeah, they're doing it all over again. Yep.
You walk through them Democrat areas, go by the cemetery and all the graves on the next day after the election has been disturbed.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And
you're,
you know,
right.
Here's another thing, too. Here's another thing, too. In these in all these areas, uh-huh. you got these registers. These registers, and they're not elected, a lot of them. I don't think any of
yeah.
them are elected. They supposed to keep the voters' rolls clear. Well, here's the thing. When you send out jury notices, you send out 2,000 jury notices for people to report to their civic duty and be a juror. The notices come back, address unknown, a lot of them. Now, let me ask you.
Yeah.
If those notices come back, that register's supposed to turn those over to the Secretary of State, and he's supposed to see what's going on, include start purging the damn voters' rolls.
Hmm.
But they don't do it. You know, one thing to straighten that out is make sure that those registers are voted and not appointed. They got some handsome salaries, and I guess they work for it and produce. But what kind of sense does it make to get back in the mail, address unknown, return the sender? Need to play Elvis Presley song on that.
Play some Elvis, yeah.
And what does that mean? That means you're supposed to follow up on that. And if there ain't nobody there, they need to be removed from the voters' roll. But no, no, we can't do that.
No.
And you know something, Donnie, I'm just thinking, if Donald Trump was a dictator, you know, I was just thinking some of the things he might have done when he had the authority to do it. He might have, I don't know, mandated you had to get a vaccine. He might have gone after PTA members who raise objections to school boards covering up the rape of their children by transgenders in certain schools or object to the curriculum being taught in the school. He might want to charge his political opponents, I don't know, with 91 counts of criminal activity. He might want to send out troops or risk sending out troops to fight in two wars along with hundreds of billions of dollars against the best wishes of the American people. He might want to regulate social media with a disinformation board. You know, he might want to ban gas stoves. He might want to mandate you got to buy an electrical vehicle. If Trump was a dictator, he might do any or all of those things, don't you think?
Yeah.
Well, not only that.
Now, what kind of a dictator, tell me something, what kind of a dictator would do something like that? Does anybody come to mind?
Well, not only that, Sarge, he would have been dead from sleep deprivation. Because if you add that on to what he did do that was positive along the lines of the economy and along the lines that put people back to work and open up factories that had been mothballed, he wouldn't have never got a minute of sleep.
He said he didn't sleep much, though. He may have gone to little golf excursions, but when he was in the White House, the guy was working like 18 hours a day. He got maybe 5 hours of sleep. He'd get up the next day, be charging around like he wasn't even tired. That's what
that's
all
it.
The people work for him said. They said he was full bore when he was on duty on the job. He wasn't sleeping on the job. Yeah, he took his golf trips. More power to him. If he come back refreshed and just as energetic, I don't see the harm. All I got to do is recount his actual accomplishments. These people love to pretend as though there weren't any. He's got a list of positive, right up until the pandemic, everything in this country, relatively speaking, was moving swimmingly.
That's right. Damn right it was. And look at it now. I just heard tonight groceries on average 20% higher. And Cinnamon called me from the store tonight just telling me some prices. It's just amazing, freaking amazing how high things are now. And, oh, but there's no inflation. Come on, it's down to 3%.
That's up almost 20% since Biden's been in office. The inflation rate has gone up at least 20% since that Biden's been in office.
Yeah, exactly.
I swear to God, man, this shouldn't even be a close election.
No.
But, you know, you got so many people who have been indoctrinated. They're kept deliberately ignorant. They're being led around by the nose like demagogues. We got horrible, butt-ugly traitors like Liz Cheney. She's a mad woman. That woman is crazy. Did you hear what she's been saying lately?
Yeah, I seen that interview she did. It was amazing. It was really amazing.
That woman is crazy.
Freaking.
Her and what's her name, that prior mall Jayapal? It took birds of a feather. They'll just say anything.
Yeah, they will.
They'll just say anything.
That's the reinforcement for the argument that everybody shouldn't be voting.
Yeah, well.
Don't get me started on that one. Don't get me started on that one. I just let that one go for right now.
Yeah, you might as well. See, I called somebody, Jeff, I won't say your last name. This guy is, he's all for Biden. He thinks Biden's doing a fine job. This is his reply to whatever mine was. I don't even see what my reply was. I wrote to a few people, UAW members, as a matter of fact. Says, yeah, Don, yeah, everyone should watch Fox fake news. I mean, they've been caught lying, and people are still dumb enough to watch that station. Well, I think probably I told him, go ahead and keep watching CNN and MSNBC, and I thought I put Fox down there too, but I guess I didn't. But he's right about that part. I'll give him that.
Well, that may be true, but, you know, you would think that if that is true, he would at least give us one or two biggest egregious lies he said. They never do. They just throw it out there as though it is true. They don't bother to back it up with any empirical evidence or something you can actually take a look at. They just say they're lying too, and that's supposed to leave it there, and there's nothing more to be said about it. Wait, what is the evidence of the lying? And what are they lying, or what are they maybe just shading a bit? There's a difference between lying and shading things a bit. There's no doubt about the inflation rate. If you could do mathematics, it's not arguable. You can look at the prices of things, like particularly gasoline. You look at it when Trump left office, then you look at it now. I mean, it's not arguable. There are things like the Solomon Accords. I mean, the Abraham Accords. They're real. They're treaties that the Senate of the United States ratified. There are things that are empirically objective that you can say, this happened, this didn't happen, and this did. Lies are something that are said knowingly intended to mislead someone. What are the lies Fox told? What are the lies Trump told? Let me know. Then I can make a judgment. But, you know, oftentimes people who make these arguments don't make them. They just throw things out there and see if it'll stick on the wall.
Well, Sarge, here's the thing. Just like down there in Atlanta, where the news media just couldn't put it in their mouth to describe the woman that tried to allegedly burn down Martin Luther King's birthhouse as being black.
Right.
They named her everything other than a skin tone. And we know.
And it was white people who kept it from burning down.
Male, look. If we know if that had been a white male, the cash registers in the grocery line would have been ringing by themselves.
It was white people who kept it from being burned from Utah. Oh, man. Sometimes things are almost too absurd to be real, but there it is.
Yeah,
when
there it is.
When your activists down there heard that, they immediately went to the basement to put on their uniforms and their gizmos, pull out their signs, and get their Molotov cocktail. They were ready to go.
Yeah, white supremacists and Muslim MAGA tried to burn it down. That's right. The MAGA hate Martin Luther King and Martin Luther King's legacy. They just hate black people ain't in chains and in slavery. But it was a black woman, a crazy black woman. Oh, never mind. Jesus, I swear to God, man. This is, you know, some man, it's like we're living in this Kafka-esque world. Like this world is scripted by, what's his name, Kafka. that guy. Mm-hmm. The whole world we're living in now. We're living in a Kafka play. Crazy.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. When that picture came out, there goes that Christmas. That Christmas went right down the drain.
Amen. Oh, man.
But, you know, what's really bad is won't nobody say that. They won't say it was obvious in front of their eyes. Their eyes are not lying. If you need to, you can go touch it. Call it what it is. I mean, don't be like William Bennett and kill the umpire. Call it like it is.
I think the biggest problem, one of the biggest problems we have in today's political, cultural, and social climate is an inability to state what truth is. There's a rejection of truth, fact, and logic. It's completely being rejected in many quarters in the United States and the world itself. You got this idiot freak John Kerry flying in on a fossil fuel jet telling us that there's no reason for coal-fired plants to exist anywhere in the world. Hey, try selling that to China and India, because about 40% of the world's electrical energy is generated by coal-powered electrical generating plants. About 40%, and most of it is in China and India. Hell, we get 20% of it from coal-fired plants. Now, even if we're crazy enough to do something like that, do you think China and India is going along with us? You force them to do that to defeat them in a war or something. They're not about to. But this fool paid with taxpayer money in his private fossil fuel burning jet is jetting off to the World Economic Forum and all these crazy climate forums lecturing us about what we need to do about coal-fired electricity. These people are insane. We got to stop them. We got to win this election.
Guess we got to win. I just wrote that guy back. Hopefully, I invited him to the show. Jeff, come on out.
Yeah, let him bring his facts. Well, I know that when the person brings things that they allege as facts, I listen, even if I know it's not true. Because, the one thing they rarely do is they just narrate. They don't give you facts. They narrate. This is the narrative. You know, oppressor, oppressed, victim, oppressor, genocide, slavery, you know, blah, 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 exploitation, blah, 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 blah. It's an endless narrative. So they just rearrange the words slightly and all of this, and they get a different, slightly different salad.
Yeah.
It's really tiresome.
It is. It, you know, we've got an FCC. An FCC should step in and tell these, first you got to get the CIA agents out of the studio, out of NBC, ABC, and CBS and the rest. Because they look over the things. They look over everything. Okay, what is this? Evil doesn't die. It reinvents itself. Okay, evil doesn't die. It's got a picture of Hitler. Reinvents itself. It's got a picture of Donald Trump. It says, evil walks among. Use your gifts. Be perceptive and please guard yourself. Oh, shut up.
Oh, I see. Hitler. You mean like the three university, the three liberal progressive university presidents at the University of Pennsylvania, Harvard, and Yale who testified under oath before Congress that with regard to their private code of conduct at their universities, we ain't talking about the government, we ain't talking about censorship, it's okay to call for genocide in context.
There you go.
That's what they said. Now, yeah. I don't ever heard Donald Trump say anything like that whatsoever. I've never heard him even say anything remotely sounding like that.
Yeah.
And they're perfectly okay in Democrat Party circles, people who talk like that.
It just amazes me. It amazes me how all of these racists is attacking Donald Trump.
Astounding.
It is. Like that lady I played earlier, Democracy. What did he do? Don't just say the words. What did he do? And they won't. Either people won't answer him or won't answer the question, or they blow by it like he, the person's never asked, because they cannot answer that. What would they say? I want to know what the hell they would say, and they won't say nothing.
Well Donnie, how are you going to engage? How are you going to engage in a dialogue with somebody who only knows how to make arguments with bumper sticker slogans? That's all I got. They got somebody sit down, they just show a bunch of bumper sticker slogans, say, memorize these. And once you got these memorized, that's all you really need. You don't even know how to make a coherent argument. You don't need to be able to muster facts and empirical data or reason or logic or anything else. All you got to do is remember the slogans and then chant them endlessly over and over again like a mantra. And then you hypnotize people when you chant them enough. They get zombified just like you, and you can all keep repeating the same bumper sticker slogans over and over and over again.
Yeah. If you're into Irish dancing, parents are outraged after trans-identifying boy wins girls' Irish dancing competition and heads to the world competition now. Jesus, I swear to God, we're so goddamn messed up. One of the professors that
the thing that makes me mad.
One of the, go ahead.
The thing that makes me mad about this whole transgender thing. You're not a woman until you go through the full surgery, and I don't think you should compete against. I mean, dance. I don't know that one.
You can have your pecker cut off, and you're still not a woman. I don't give a damn what they say.
Okay, I'm saying I believe, all right?
Okay, that's what you believe. That's fine. Okay, yeah.
And you're no longer transgender. I mean, you're the other sex now once you've gone through the whole thing. But, and I do not be talking to kids about this stuff. Because kids are confused enough as it is, let them work their way through the world the way they want to and the way that's best for their mental health. Don't be shoving crap down some kid's throat.
Well, we're paying. The military is not playing for all that crap,
Nobody is pointing out that this is a war on women.
Well, it is.
At all. I mean, we finally started making strides. And we finally got where the super feminist women stop being nasty to like the regular women.
We're starting
to make strides. And now all of a sudden we had the Me Too moment. Now all of a sudden, boom, we're the ones that got to accept the men in the bathrooms. We're the ones that got to accept some guy stomping our face into the dirt during competition. It's just war on women. It's bullshit. And we're letting it freaking happen again because we're the nice ones.
Well, the men, conservative men, are fighting against that. I hear that all the time. I don't know one. I don't see the women standing up.
Hold on, but that's the big problem. That's the big problem is because the women are supposed to be nicer. We're more of the liberals. We're the more of kumbaya. Let's all get along.
No, yeah, freaks,
I'm going to take care of you. You take care of me. And anyway.
Freaks in nature.
So when the conservative men are fighting, that's just homophobia. That's not because
that's right.
It's the right thing. It's homophobia.
I'll tell you what. I want to stand up for women. But I am not going to accommodate mental delusion. I just refuse to. If I know a person by dint of them explaining it to me, has told me they've had surgery to mutilate perfectly normal biological organs, as far as I'm concerned, I'm going to say that you are the sex that you had your organs mutilated of. That's what you are. I'm not going to accommodate mental delusion. They can call themselves whatever they want. But if I know better, I'm going to refuse to accommodate them in any way, shape, form, manner, fashion, whatsoever.
And I agree 100%.
They say that people that have, it's not body dysmorphia. I can't remember what it's called. But there are some people that think that, like, their foot is a foreign object. That foot does not belong on my body, and they will push every doctor that they can to get the foot amputated. There are people that have a problem with a part of their body. They want like a leg cut off or an arm cut off, perfectly normal arm. Everything's fine with it. There's no pain in it. There's nothing. They get a weird mental click that arm does not belong on their body, and they want to cut off.
No, nobody's going to do that.
But they do. Some do. You have to go through a whole F load of counseling.
Slinger.
And it gets to the point where it's better for that person's mental health to remove the arm than keep them going with, because they're going to try and cut it off themselves, kind of thing.
Maybe better
and
for us.
I'm thinking,
better for us.
But they don't.
They cut their head off.
But they don't do any counseling for somebody that's going to be transgender and in that place trying to cut body parts off.
Let me get the Nets representative from North Carolina on, Joseph, and a 214 gunslinger. Go ahead, guys.
There you go. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, I mean, all this, you know. Well, you know, we got to make them feel good and make people feel good inside. Listen, facts are facts. That's the problem why we're in the mess we're in, from not telling it like it is and stop this let's agree to disagree and all. Well, you got entitled to your opinion. Listen, there's only everyone's entitled to their opinion, but there's only one way to live factually. Facts are facts, and that's it. The truth is not relative. We've got to tell the truth, no matter how offensive it may be. We can't live a lie.
That's right.
I'm familiar with this concept of body dysmorphia. I have heard of these cases. I understand they're very extreme. That is precisely the reason I call it a mental illness. You're not supposed to accommodate people who indicate that they are such a clear and present danger to themselves, which, by the way, is one of the criteria for involuntary admission to a mental institution. If they give an indication that they might self-amputate, then a doctor should be able to make a compelling case that person should be involuntarily incarcerated for their own safety. You don't say, I'm going to accommodate their mental illness by simply going along with their wishes to mutilate perfectly healthy organs. One of the first commandments in the Hippocratic Oath for a doctor is to do no harm. You are doing harm when you amputate healthy limbs for any reason. Even if the person is going to do it themselves, at least you won't be complicit in it.
I
agree. If they're that bad off where they are likely to mutilate themselves, that is grounds for involuntary admission to a mental hospital to get the treatment to cure them.
I think you should let them go ahead and turn it off.
They end up going to Mexico or Turkey. I think it's Turkey.
Well, that's where they go then.
Well, let them go there then. I say let them go there then. We shouldn't be doing it or even allowing it.
I agree.
You know, Donnie, it was a construction project in the St. Louis region. Construction project in the St. Louis region where a carpenter, where a circular saw got away from it and fell in his lap. Well, you know what got cut off. Partially.
Yeah.
And that was a true story.
Oh, that's terrible.
Guys who stepped on lines. And you know what happened to them when they stepped on lines? They're still men. They lost mostly everything below their waist. They're still men.
That's right. And nobody can tell me different. I don't care if you put up four or five holes. You cut the weenie off, you turn the sausage inside out, it's still, you're a man. I don't give a damn how much pills you take. I don't give a damn about nothing. Now our military, of course, are paying for, you know, people are joining the military to get this operation. Now, how long does that take you out of the service? I don't know. I don't know
how
long.
They're going to do the recuperation time. They got to take drugs for the rest of their lives.
Yeah.
How is this beneficial for the military service?
Somebody tell me.
The taxpayers be paying for that.
We are.
Can I add something?
You have to go
for counseling a lot longer for bariatric surgery than you do to get yourself. I'll stop in a second.
You're fine.
For bariatric surgery, you have to do more counseling than you do to get body parts cut off.
This is a gunslinger. Look, I've never been in the military. My dad was in World War II, okay?
Yeah.
I would not want, and that's why I'm called the gunslinger, because I've been around guns my entire life. I'm 59 years old. Okay?
Oh, I've been for you.
I would not want one of these freaks, okay, and I'm calling them freaks, in a firefight with the enemy, okay, in a foxhole, okay? I mean, you don't know what they're thinking. Them some bitches may turn the gun on you, okay? You know these people are mentally unstable. If you don't know whether you got a pecker down there or you got a vagina down there, you have mental illness, and you damn sure don't need a damn gun in your hand. Okay?
That's right. You don't need to be near me in a foxhole. I'm with you on that gun here.
I mean, that's like taking my loaded 9mm I got on my hip and giving it to a 5-year-old child and say, go have fun.
Yeah.
Well, damn, both of you. Damn the foxhole. You don't want her to be in a shower with him.
When you make it to the foxhole, my butt's going to be all day long. Yeah, there you go. Or whatever.
I will never understand how anyone who is clearly manifesting a degree of mental illness. Now, you can argue about what that degree is, but there's no doubt it has to be some sort of mental illness when you are literally at odds with the way nature created you, or God, take your pick, or both, okay?
Right.
You're created this way. Everything is functional and normal, and you are at odds with it. That is automatically a manifestation of a mental illness. Now, the question is, to what degree is it? And it is not unreasonable to think it might make you dysfunctional.
Yep. It might make you go out there and kill people like these mass shooters do. Like these mass shooters do. You know, they think they don't even know what to think they are. Okay. Oh, I'm pissed off at the world. I'm going to go get a gun and shoot up a damn school. That's exactly what they think. They need to be locked up. I'm sorry, but they need to be locked up because they're a danger to themselves and they're a danger to other people in society. Okay.
Even I wouldn't necessarily say that. Some may need to be, because that's all. Mental illness is on a spectrum. You got a lot of people who are mentally ill, but they're functional. And I guess that would include transgender people, too. But there's no doubt about it that some of them are at the extreme end toward the dysfunctional scale, and those are the people who might need to be locked up. Absolutely.
Yeah. 907, you are on with us also.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Very good, sir.
Hey, believe.
You know, I can see them wanting to get organs and stuff removed and stuff like that. And the only organ I can see that would benefit them in being removed would be their brain.
Yeah.
No, start off with their heart. Get it over quick.
No. We need their brain first because we want to study how they got this way. I like to know.
Then again, there's always that variable. You know, with the human beings, there's always the argument about nature versus nurture. We're seeing an increase in this, an exponential increase in this, I think, unlike any time in the United States cultural history. In fact, world cultural history. I think some of it is affecting those who are marginal, they're kind of on the edge, and without this cultural shift, they wouldn't manifest this mental illness to the degree that they do. So I think part of it is nurture as opposed to nature. As why we see this. I don't think it's just that they're not afraid to come out of the closet. It is. I think they're being pushed and impelled to it by societal, cultural, and ideological forces. And I don't think this is natural.
No, I don't know. I don't think it's natural either. Man, just look at the competitions. Just the competitions that these men, boys in high school, in college, are just destroying all the records of these folks, these gals that worked all their life, these real-life split tails, worked all their life to get to this point, and you got some guy that placed 200 on something in the NCAA swimming team in the men's. He was terrible, you know, he couldn't win, but he was on the team. He made the team. That's a proud moment. It should be. Dad, I'm going to be a winner. I'm going to be a girl. I'm going to be a girl and just take all the records. Weightlifting.
But Johnny, there's another. But Johnny, there's another aspect of this that we've got to face that helped us to get here. It's not the cause of it, but it's another big fact that it helped us get here. Again, the inability to acknowledge simple truths because we won't be politically correct. And woke. I mean, look, here's the basic truth. Men and women are not just different. Men are superior in every sport, every endeavor involving speed, strength, and power. I'm talking about competitive athletes, whether they're men or whether they're women. Let me say it again.
Yes.
Men are superior, significantly superior to women in any endeavor involving speed, and or strength, and or power. They're not different. See, we can't say it because we're afraid to say it's going to hurt women's feelings or the feelings of feminists. I don't know what it is. But until we acknowledge that truth, we negate the reason we have women's sports in the first place. If it wasn't true, then men and women should be able to compete equally with no handicaps. Just let them compete and let the chips fall like we do with men. But we cannot, see, in many quarters, we cannot acknowledge the simple truth. Let me say it again, because I want to say it loud and clear. Men and women are not just different. Men are significantly, vastly superior in any sport involving speed and or strength and or power. That is why you're looking at men who are not even competitive on a competitive scale against other men. They're not even in the rankings. They're not even in, like, back in the middle. And down to the bottom end of it. But they beat women's ass up and down one side and the other. Now, until we can acknowledge that simple truth as to why we created women's sports in the first place, we're going to keep getting this.
Let me tell you this. The 200, I think he was ranked 229th in tennis. He beat both of
a German, Varch. His name was Hermann Varch.
Okay, he beat both of them.
Venus and Serena, back-to-back sets.
Yeah, that's it.
But they partied all night and drank beer all night. Then he woke up next morning, he had 3 or 4 hours of sleep, and he played both of them in back-to-back sets and whooped both of them handily. I think Venus won one set. Won one set, and he shut out Serena, and I think Venus, who played the second time, maybe he was a little bit tired. She got two sets on him, 6-2 and 6-0. And he was 229th. He didn't hardly break a sweat. And Serena Williams got on. I forget whose show it was. I think it was David Letterman's show. I forget who it was. But she went and told about her experiences. And she completely nodded. She said, playing against men is on a whole nother level than playing against other women. They are so fast. They are so strong. Their reflexes are so quick. I'm not even competitive with them. And they tell me I'm the best. I saw her say it.
I seen, she was talking. I think it was David Letterman. Because she was talking
about
this guy, Serve. And he aced
her. She could already see it.
She said, man. She said, and you're right. She said, there's a whole different level between men and women in tennis. And
like I said, we just can't tell the truth because we don't want to hurt people's feelings. We just can't tell the truth. Men and women are not just different on this in this particular aspect. So it's like a man playing a boy, a grade school boy, in a sport. A prime age, healthy man playing. Your average prime age, healthy 11 to 12 year old boy. That's kind of what it's like. There's just no competition.
No. No, and Cinnamon, you're the only female. You and Lori, what's your opinion on that? Because you can't beat.
Oh, I totally agree.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I totally agree. Men are far superior in physical attributes.
But it is great to be back in New York, and it's.
Hold on.
What's going on there in the background?
What in the world? Sorry, hang on. I cannot get. Why isn't this stopping?
I want to express my tremendous gratitude to all of you
for
being one of the very first organizations in the entire nation to endorse my 2024. Doesn't sound good. Now it's happening. It's happening.
I am trying to. Why won't this? I can't get this to stop. Hang on, guys.
This long, but you know things like.
He's my man. I think I found it. Got it. Phew. Anyway, he's in New York City tonight, and the 111th, whatever in the hell it is in New York, going on, and they're honoring him. So there you go. Yeah, our president, or hopefully soon. You realize that's less than, that's about, 10 or 11 and a half months away? No, 11.
Yeah.
11 months. Yeah.
Yep.
Wow. I mean, this is going fast. Yes. Oh, there. Well, I'll be. Look at who's here.
Yeah, fear. John Doe is in the house.
You're damn right. You're supposed to be saying is here, not in the house. You're here. That rhymes. Go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, I just wanted to let everybody know that, you know, those of us that aren't interested in Trump, you know, I did vote for him 2 times, and I reserve the right to vote for him a 3rd time if we can't find a better numbskull. But C-SPAN on Thursday had 2 lesser-known candidate forums, one for the Republicans and one for the Democrats. Oh, the Democrats was hilarious. They had some guy that was dressed up like Merlin or whatnot with a rubber boot on his head, and he was talking about taking all the weapons to give you better weapons that shot marshmallows that were toxic, I guess like some kind of drug or something. But anyway...
A libertarian?
Wait, if you go to the Federal Exchange Commission's website, you'll see there's about 98 or over 100 people that want to be president. So we have choices, but too many people are stuck on Trump and not even looking for another opportunity. And my concern is we're going to lose if we get too darn stuck on Trump. If we don't find somebody that's more liberty-minded, because Trump's not liberty-minded, he's not constitutional. But I wanted to put that on the record before your recording run out. Thank you for
He is constitutional. He is constitutional, and he is liberty-minded. Where is this coming from, that he's not constitutional? Where is this coming from? The media?
Okay, then why
there's got to be the media.
No. It's not the media. Look up H.R. 4477, the Fix Next project, where he's basically okaying it with the rest of the corporate crony vandals and thieves in our Congress to do more data mining of your information before you get a proper permit for your weapons. And, you know, we talked about him banning the
bomb
stocks.
He was all for the... red flag laws. It's better to take it.
Everyone keeps
it.
Saying that. I can't
prove
find
it.
I can't find it.
Oh, he did.
I'd like to see
he did say that.
First, he said it.
He did say that.
Process later. That's a quote directly from Trump. Well,
yeah.
If he feels
that
way
that.
About the Second Amendment, he's going to feel that way about everything else.
I don't know. While he was president, did he implement any restrictions on the Second Amendment other than the bump stocks, which the bump stocks is which
no,
that's fine.
He
so there's 80 different models of it.
he's for a national right to carry. But what about the 90-some-odd or more corporations that he took out of mothballs and put back that's around the country, in southern states, a lot of them, that's hiring people, some of them as much as 15 to 2,500.
I just don't understand this.
What corporation?
No, we're not saying that he's the worst. He was saying liberty-minded.
And it doesn't matter whether he implements it or not, just because you want to do something and you can't get everybody else to help you implement it.
No, no, what I'm trying
to
say, John, though, is this. No. You're misconstruing what I'm saying. Listen, while he was president, he had 4 years, and he had 2 years with the Republican Congress and Senate. Did he take away any of our rights during that time? Did he? No. No. So whatever happened afterwards, or all this stuff that's floating around that's regenerated, re-edited, reformulated through the video creation world out there and AI and all the other crap that makes everyone believe what's true out there that's not true, okay, I want to know, what did he actually do as president that we took our liberties away? Nothing.
Now, he might
didn't come up with the idea of a disinformation board. That was strictly a Democrat deal, the disinformation board.
I can give you one example that took our freedom away.
Okay.
He appointed three Supreme Court justices.
Took away our freedom.
Who made a ruling on Roe v. Wade? You know, that took everybody's freedoms away.
Now, hold on.
My God, we're so freedomless.
No. He sent it back to the state.
I think he's pulling your leg.
Okay.
He appointed a Secretary of Education that was pro-school choice. When polled,
and she got booed everywhere.
70% of black and Latino say that's what they want.
She was at a black college the other day, and they booed her, almost booed her off the stage. They wouldn't even let her hardly talk.
Look, all those Supreme Court justices did was to simply send the issue back to the states. The rapidly pro-abortion states now have fewer restrictions than the Supreme Court used to have on them. They can allow you to kill that baby as it's sliding down the chute. You can kill that baby in those states as it's sliding down the chute. In other states who don't want you to be allowed to kill babies arbitrarily, there are more restrictions. So the people in the various states can legislate under the 10th Amendment and the 9th Amendment in the manner that they see fit. So I don't know what they're complaining about with regard to Roe v. Wade.
I know. I just don't get it. I just don't understand it. You know.
Yeah, I paid $1.68 a gallon for gas for damn near 3.5 years. $1.68. Look at the money I save.
I mean, he's not perfect. We know that. Nobody will be. Nobody ever will be until Christ comes back. You know, and that's if you believe in him. That's fine. I don't care. I'm just saying. But nobody is perfect. You're not going to have a perfect president.
No, and John Doe said if we don't find a better one, he would end up voting for him again.
But there's at least 98 federal. If you go look at the list of people that want to be president, there's at least 98 to choose from.
There, John Doe. You gave a good example with the first one. You said the guy wearing a boot on his head. You want to? That's what we get.
Yeah, we need that.
I've got to look for that.
We're hitting on all the cylinders with that one.
That was funny. So, I mean, there are some clowns that are trying. I don't know if they're intentionally wanting to be comedian, but I assume he was. But it was hilarious.
Don't you have to have a petition? Don't you have to have so many signatures, or if you can anybody sign?
Well,
up
here's the thing, Donnie.
I don't think you have to have anything to register them. To run for president.
Oh, all right.
You're right.
The parties are probably the ones that's requesting all of the signatures to justify the candidate for their party.
No,
many it's the board of election.
Are nominating themselves. I went to town hall meetings and events where Donald Trump was at, and he took questions and also directed, especially on the issue of school choice and vouchers, from the citizens? What are these others? Well, who's sending them abroad?
Yeah.
Well, all I know is that one of the main reasons why I like Donald Trump is because all of the mainstream media hates him.
That's right.
So if they all hate him, there must be something good there.
Exactly.
Or they're playing the wingman. Or they're playing the wingman to push you to pick the other corrupt person. But
No, they're not. Just serious.
The other aspect about Donald Trump is whenever, you know, Julian Assange was helping to make sure that the military cables were leaked out so we'd know how corrupt our military was, he was all loving Julian Assange. But once he got into a position where he could actually pardon Julian Assange, he wouldn't lift a finger to help Julian Assange, Edward Snowden, Thomas Drake, any of those guys.
Right. Thompson, that was a disappointment. I do agree.
I don't think Julian Assange applied for a pardon. The president just can't on his own pardon unless they make application for it.
Believe me, there's plenty of us that were providing application on his behalf if he wasn't doing it himself. But I think he was because his dad was helping leading some of this stuff to make
it
happen too.
Wait a minute, guys. Wait a minute. He hasn't been charged with anything. How can you pardon somebody that hasn't even been charged?
They haven't been found guilty. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, they're keeping him under lock and key because of the United States government wants it that way.
And if he was charged and found guilty, he would be due process and appeal.
I want to play you guys something as soon as I get it.
I'll find it.
You know, if you know anything about this show, it could be a couple years before I find it. But when I find it, I'll stop everybody.
Trump is the only president during his inaugural address that said he is restoring our republic. That's what he said. I give it back to you, the people. That's what he said.
That's what he said.
He was giving all of the properties Jesus could see, too, Joe.
Okay, hang on. I'm going to play this real quick, and I want your opinion, all your opinions. Hang on here.
Not preferable.
This is Tucker Carlson on a Roseanne Barr's podcast, and he dropped a bomb. I never even heard of it.
Better than working for those people.
It's something, isn't it?
Remember
I sent you that video when you
I'm going to start right about here, and then I got to skip this commercial they're going to go to. And it's a damn good interview, believe it. Come on, Roseanne, get this prick going. Well, you know, when you want something to play, and then they... I got a commercial. Hang on,
$735 check behind me.
Oh, shut up.
They're doing it for a lot of them.
Yes, but they're like seized by some spirit of destructiveness.
Well,
like,
it's a demon spirit.
That's it.
And it emerges, and we lie to ourselves
and imagine we've got our total inner control.
Yeah.
Everything can be explained rationally. That's why I hate this whole, they're in it for the money.
Yeah, no,
if you think that's all it's about, you're going to miss what's
you're
actually
miss
happening.
What it's really
well,
about.
You both got fired when you had the number one television shows. You guys were both racking money in. Well, I'm just bringing it up now because it's obviously not about the money.
This
it's
is right
here, you
son.
Still have your job.
Well, that's a good point.
Yeah, that's
it's,
what
it's,
gets
it's,
me.
They don't like what you were saying and what you were doing, and it's something that said we had to take them off. Fuck it. Fuck our stockholders. We're going to do it anyway. That's weird.
Well, I overheard in my writer's room one of the writers who – was, you know, in the Democrat thing. Well, they all were. But
yeah, this one was not.
She said, I'm just afraid this show is humanizing Trump voters.
Yeah. Humanizing human beings. Wouldn't want to do that.
Yeah. I mean, think
people
about
that.
People
can't hear themselves.
No, they can't.
I would never even think that about Biden voters. I think they're human beings.
Of course they are.
And I know some of them. And
oh.
For those people. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's something, isn't it?
Okay, it's coming.
Well, it's just,
it's coming, folks.
You felt, remember I sent you that video when you got fired about it was you and it was a guy with your head, but he was tap dancing and he was getting thrown out and then he starts flying. Remember that? Do you feel
you're
flying?
Well, I was not surprised. I mean, of course I was surprised. I didn't expect to get, you know, my show canceled Monday morning, but I wasn't, if I took three steps back, I was not surprised at all. Mm-hmm. So, first of all, television's like that. Mm-hmm. People get fired. There are all kinds of lines that no one will explain explicitly. I'm a very literal person, so I would totally happy if, you know, if I'm not, I would always say, just lay it down for me. Yeah. Oh, I can't say, just send me a text. I've got a bad memory.
Yeah.
That's what I say too.
Oh, I can't be conservative on a conservative TV channel. Just write that down for me, if you would, just so I can have it as a reference point. Well, you know the lines. No, I really don't, because I'm kind of stupid. So if you could just, so I knew on a gut level, like I knew, they were very nice to me. I should say that and be clear about it. They were very nice to me the entire time I was there, but I could feel that they strongly disagreed in the war in Ukraine stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's what it was? I mean,
I don't know. I'm just speculating, but they really didn't like that at all. The January 6th stuff, they really
didn't
like.
We
had a bunch of people quit over that. And mostly I would say mediocre, you know, like, Chris Wallace should not be on television, or Jonah Goldberg, or so, you know what I mean? These are people who obviously the audience hated and shouldn't have been there in the first place, but they were so outraged because I said, you know, it seems like there are probably a lot of feds in the crowd January 6th. And now it turns out, of course, there were way more even than I imagined. The whole thing was a complete setup.
Yeah.
The whole thing was a lie, and it was used to put people in prison for expressing their constitutionally protected
rights. A three-time Purple Heart winner.
Oh, I know. Oh, and
they have no shame.
No, absolutely not. And by the way, what does it say about them? Like, I would never put someone in prison, even if you committed like a real crime, unless I really had to. I don't want to put people in prison.
Right.
I guess I'm the liberal. I was in a prison last week. They're very depressing. I saw Julian Assange in London.
I wanted to ask you.
Wouldn't put people in prison.
Here we go.
Except for a very good reason. And they
talk about the truth. Talk about the truth being illegal. Look at, he's paid for it with dozens of people.
Well, Assange has never been accused of lying or of fraud or of making money in some criminal scheme. Assange has been accused of telling the truth, period.
Yeah.
And they are torturing him to death in front of all of us. No one's doing anything about it. And that Mike Pompeo is a very, very sinister person.
Isn't he?
The worst. Mm-hmm. And I always thought that, and I told Trump that. Never should have allowed him to run CIA or state. But Mike Pompeo tried to have him murdered. And that's a criminal act. He's not even charged with a crime in the United States. And Mike Pompeo is CIA director. This came out. Pompeo didn't deny it.
I never heard this.
Oh, yes. Oh, absolutely.
I saw it.
Oh, my God.
He tried to have Julian Assange murdered, poisoned, in the Ecuadorian embassy in London. And that's a fact, okay?
Wow.
And it's been established, and okay?
Yes.
Why is Mike Pompeo not in prison?
Yeah.
You're not allowed to murder people extrajudicially, especially when they haven't even been charged in the United States, which he had not been.
Wow.
So Mike Pompeo runs around these stupid Republican donor events, and you're like a world expert on whatever, and he's a criminal, and he should be in jail. Like, if Julian Assange is in jail, how about the attempted murderer, right?
The people that put Julian Assange in jail? They should be in jail.
100%. First, they accuse him falsely of rape. So, you know, that just shuts people down. He's a rapist. It's like kiddie porn. It's like, I don't even want to know more. You're bad.
Mm-hmm.
But then it turns out there was not enough evidence to charge him. He didn't commit rape. That was a lie. He's never been accused of doing anything. He spent 4.5 years in prison in the UK at Belmarsh Prison, which is where all the murderers in London go.
Good God.
And he's never been charged with a crime.
Wow.
In the United Kingdom. To this day, he's not charged with a crime. He's being held at the request of the U.S. government. And he's just sitting there, and they're torturing to death. I mean, he's, of course, dying, as you are when you've spent a total of, 13 years now in incarceration. So
I wanted Trump to pardon him, and I was really disappointed.
I think very fair criticism of Trump is he does tend to surround himself with some of the most mediocre people.
Yeah.
And
I don't think he can find better.
That may be right. But I have to say, Mike Pompeo, and I saw it up close, and I saw it intimately close, is a liar and a flatterer. But where are the flatterers? You know, if someone comes up to you and says, I don't like you, fuck you, and here's why.
Mm-hmm.
I can deal with that.
I can too.
If someone's like, you know, I really think you may be the reincarnation of the Godhead. I think you're Buddha. Actually, I'm just being
honest. Yeah.
That person is my enemy.
That's right.
That person is trying to subvert me.
Yeah.
Is trying to suborn me.
Yeah.
There's something very feline and dangerous about that, and that's who he is. He's a liar, and he's the reason that I'm not speculating. He is the reason that Trump didn't release the JFK files.
Oh. Right after
which
this,
implicate the CIA in the murder of an American president.
Right.
And
others.
And others, yeah. Yeah, well,
oh, yeah.
True.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, yes.
Okay. This life-saving device is taking
over. There you go, guys. Did anybody know about Mike Pompeo? I did not. I have never heard that before.
I don't know about that, Donnie, but I do know this, though. Assange has been, they unsealed indictments against him, 18 counts for violating the Espionage Act, ironically the same act that Jack Smith has preferred against Trump. So he has been indicted in a federal court, and that's among the charges they're trying to extradite him to the U.S. for.
Yeah, but... I don't think, no, you might be indicted, but you're not charged yet. You've got to be charged.
Well, one way he could be arraigned is if they get him before a judge for arraignment. But if they unsealed the federal grand jury indictment, the federal grand jury returned a true bill of indictment.
Well, that was a long time ago, too. I remember that.
That's why he's won on the fugitive warrant.
But he can be... He can be, what's the word? He can
he be
brought,
extradited. See, again, Britain would not extradite him back to the U.S. for whatever reason. By the way, I'm glad they didn't. I'm just saying, though, they have an indictment and they got a fugitive warrant to try to get him back.
Yeah, they're not expediting him back because he was sentenced to 50 weeks. In prison in Britain for breaching the Bail Act by taking by going into the Ecuadorian embassy
you
and
said
skipping
50
his bail.
Weeks?
50 weeks.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I don't
and
know.
So after that, and it was June 2020 and May 2019. May 2019, they did they unsealed the indictment for. Conspiracy to commit computer intrusion, and then in 2020 it was the Espionage Act bunch.
Right.
He is charged
in
the United States. That's what they're going to expedite.
The guy that turned go ahead.
What about the MLK tapes?
Oh, please. Well, we know about that. By the way, Piante, I got something I want you to look at. I got something I want you to look at. You need to look at Through the Looking Glass, JFK Revisited by Oliver Stone. Normally, I don't put a lot of truck in Oliver Stone, but I'm telling you right now, he accumulated a mountain, voluminous data on Lee Harvey Oswald and the assassination of JFK that has almost made me completely change my mind about everything. You got to see this documentary.
It's great. Believe me.
I'm talking about the MLK tapes of him in the hotel when that woman was being raped.
They got all that. Yeah, Abernathy wrote about it in his book, remember? Ralph Abernathy, I Might Not Get There With You. He wrote about that stuff in his book.
Yeah, right. Here he is witnessing and cheering on the rape of a woman.
And Donnie. That's what.
Yeah. Go ahead, John Doe.
Yeah, and it wasn't only Julian Assange that Trump wouldn't pardon. You know, Snowden, William Denning, Thomas Drake, Russell Tice, John Kirkel. There's a ton of people that worked inside of our intelligence that have helped us understand the crookedness, and he would not lift a finger for any of them when we petitioned him for the redress of grievance.
Well, I believe... I don't know about all those people, but I can tell you, I think if he gets in, I think he will pardon a lot. I think he's going to piss off a lot of people. That's what.
So do I. I think he'll change his mind. Yeah.
I think he will come out and pardon those people right quick. And the hell
well,
with
we don't get any better. better candidates, I still, have the right to continue to vote for him for a third time.
Well, you can vote.
Oh, we're not arguing that.
Anybody
you got a right to vote wherever you want. Yeah, absolutely.
That's the great thing about it.
I'm just saying, though, I think you might want to look, you got to look at Trump and the whole. Trump got some bad advice. He took some bad advice. He wasn't perfect. He made a lot of mistakes, particularly in his personnel appointments in key positions. I don't think he's going to repeat those mistakes again. I really don't.
No.
If he does, he will disappoint me hugely, but I don't think he is. He's now personally motivated to do something about this. They went after him personally. They are trying to keep him in jail for the rest of his life. I do not think he's going to do or allow what he allowed to happen in his first term. I really don't. And if he does, he's going to disappoint the hell out of me.
And Sarge, I think you may be right, but at this point in time, with 98 other candidates that are putting their hand up, willing to have an opportunity to prove they are noble enough to do the job, and our crooked system is not even allowing them to be heard except for maybe, 10? So, therefore, I'm like, hey, let's not get stuck on stupid and just look at Trump just because that's the only person we can see right now because we got our blinders on. Keep looking for the other people, and if Trump rises as the cream of the crop to the top, then we'll vote for him again.
Well,
I shall rely upon you to advise me as to who that person is. But right now, I am so occupied. There is so much they're doing against Trump, it's hard enough for me to keep up with that. I mean, they are going after him full bore. And it's hard enough for me to try to keep up with everything they're trying to do to him.
And here's
you think
a real
stop once he people. Gets into office? When he gets into office, they're going to keep this shenanigan chaos up. And that's why we got to look for somebody else that's at least better liberty and constitutional minded.
The 98
people are the ones that's keeping it up because that's all they platform is about what Trump did or did not do. I don't even know them. Ain't been in my neighborhood.
That is true.
That is not true. Go look up some of their names and listen to their speeches. There are people that complain about Trump, but not all of them are about that. But I thank you for the opportunity.
What group of Americans is pushing him? I'm sorry, go ahead.
What group of Americans are pushing him? They just some head come-ons is all they are. They're coming on their own, and who knows what their nefarious reasons are.
Well,
hold on, guys. Just hold on.
Everybody, and think of it. We had all of that going on, and still people, I was reading today, many people consider this to be one of the greatest presidencies. All of the many things we did, greatest tax cuts in history, rebuilt our military, defeated ISIS, Space Force. We did so much. We became energy independent. We were soon going to be energy dominant. Then they rigged and stole the election of 2020, and since Biden got in, he has been weaponizing government against his political opponents like a raging third world tyrant. That's what he's been doing. He looks like an innocent guy. I actually don't really know that it's him, because I know the people that surround him. I think it's them, and he's a perfect vessel. He's so good. They love him because he has no idea what the hell he's doing. He has no idea where he is. He can't put two sentences together, and he can't get off a stage.
Cinnamon, I can't find what you said.
He can never find his way off the stage.
Is this,
you know, like this stage has a stair there, a stair here, there. Or you could jump off the, front. The guy can't. But to show you how dishonest the press is, until I got indicted, I was pretty nice to him because I have great respect for the office of the presidency. You don't mind if I go off teleprompter, Steve? So much better. Because I have so much respect for the office. So I wasn't really hitting him. In fact, some people said you hit him harder. I said, no, he's president. I don't want to hit him that hard. And once I got indicted the first time, and then the second, third, fourth, and then they were going to do two more, and they called in, we're going to indict this guy into office. Stop. Don't do him. Don't do him. And I could be indictment proof right now. you know? I don't think they can do it, Sid. I don't think they can do it. But they stopped it. They heard about it. I think they sent their biggest people. Don't do it! Local DAs, all controlled by the White House, local attorney generals, state attorney generals. And what's happened is, since the indictment, the gloves are off. It's just, you know, you can't do any worse than this. I got indicted, first time in history. First time in history.
Okay.
And I always say, Al, the greatest of
hey,
them
I
all
appreciate that.
Is, well,
what's that?
If those DAs
I was
say
saying
what
I appreciate
said, if those DAs said what he said they said, what well, that right there is election interference, I would think.
Well,
but hey, the bigger part of that what he said that most people miss out on, and I think you guys will understand this, the military-industrial complex is going to take full control over the space farce. Because that's just another money laundering scheme for them to be able to monitor, track, spy, and surveil the whole world. You think China and the Dragonfly with Google and stuff, you know, monitor surveillance over all their citizens and anything? You ain't seen nothing yet. You wait till these crooked deep staters use all of the resources that Trump helped them get in the $9-plus trillion of appropriations that's the highest in ever in history of any president on the face of the earth. He won't take credit for that, but the deep state love that, and they're not going to bring it up till it's time to deal with the general election, and then they're going to make us all eat that. But thanks again for the time. Back to you.
Okay, let me just jump in real quick. We only got about 8 minutes. We got a lot of people in the switchboard. We got, a lot of people that have shows on here. So why don't you, starting with Lorianne, tell us about your show tomorrow night, Lorianne, and Joseph Tuesday night and Friday night, and God knows how many shows are going on. Lorianne, you're up first.
Yeah, tune in tomorrow night, Lucid Libertarian with Lorianne, right here in Blog Talk Radio, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Pacific Time. My co-host Valerie has to work, so she will not be joining me tomorrow night. So call in, keep me company. Got lots to talk about.
Yeah, good show, too. Joseph, you're next. Joseph went to sleep.
Here I am. Just come on Tuesday, blogtalkradio.com/Joseph Gibson, Restoring Our Republic.
There you go. And he's running for office, and he's put his 2 feet right in their asses in North Carolina. So he's
That's
not
right.
just talking game. He's actually doing something about it. And Lorianne, you're Friday night, aren't you a co-host to a show? Huh? Aren't you?
I sure am. Friday night. Conservative Nation Media. I co-host on that show. That's also at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Pacific Time. So tune in on Friday nights as well. It was a good show last night, for sure. Sarge gave everybody a really good history lesson on Pearl Harbor.
Yeah.
In World War II.
I tell you what.
It was pretty awesome.
That was a damn good show last night. And I'm telling you, anybody else got a show they want to plug, please do. More than welcome to.
I'll speak for Ron Reck. Reck is going to start a show. He usually does a late night show, so tune in for Ron Reck. Not sure if he's on the line or not.
I think Cindy was on
the American Statesman on Monday. Sally B's show on Monday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, BTR/American Statesman.
Okay, very good, very good. Didn't Ron Reck have a show last night? Because I think Cinnamon went to it, or was going to it.
Yeah, he likes to put up a show when one of our shows ends its live. So he'll typically put one on like
very
11
good.
Or 11:30 at night on the fly. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So if Blog Talk hangs up on us, then we can all migrate over to his show.
Yeah, there you go. Well, if he does a show, we'll migrate anyway. So we'll put this off and go to his show. Go ahead. Who's next?
I was going to say, hang on just a minute.
Okay.
Ron Rex show starts in 4 minutes.
Oh, 4 minutes? Well, that's when this one ends, in the two-hour mark. You guys want to all head on over to Ron Rex, and we'll give him some people and listen. Be all right with me. That's what you guys want to do. Boy, it gets quiet when they think. We got some
things. That is
on.
Up to you, sure. Kind sir.
Well, no.
Yeah, it's your show, Don.
Well, hell, I don't care. Let's go give this man some business. I got you. I appreciate everything you guys have done for me tonight. I enjoy a Gunslinger. I used to listen to Gunslinger. You've been on Blog Talk for a long time. If this is the same
Gunslinger. Yeah, I've been there all the time. Yep, same Gunslinger. Remember the show Billy Montana and Talk America USA?
Yes.
I was a co-host. I'm the Gunslinger. That's me.
That was you. Okay, man. I used to listen to you a long time ago. God, Doug.
Yeah, time flies. Time flies when you're having fun.
that's why we used to throw cups of cold water down on them electricians.
Yep. Yeah, there you go.
Boom, baby. So, okay. In about 3 minutes, we'll head on over to Ron's show and give him some business and some customers and continue our BS. And
Talk to Kathy. Just let her know that we're thinking of her.
I sure will.
And my condolences for you losing your aunt as well. And, so my heart goes out to her and family, and hang in there. Support each other.
Oh, yeah.
I second that, Donnie, and you get well soon and be completely whole as soon as possible, my friend.
I will try. Believe me. They don't have my medicine. This is the only pharmacy I know that knows you got a refill, knows it's on there, and still they don't get it in their pharmacy. I just don't understand this pharmacist. God, I want to. Anyway, I get going on something else. Don't get me started. I tell you what, we better start making our own medicine in our country. I'll tell you that right now. We are in trouble. Antibiotics.
You might have to start making it in your own kitchen.
You might.
There you go.
Man, you better look at some of them frontier remedies, baby. You better start looking at some of them old-style frontier remedies with birch moss and all kind of other things that people used to do.
I got my book in my hand, the Book of Home Remedies, Secrets of Our Ancestors, and it's right here in my hand, Patriot, from Patriot.
There you go.
You bet.
Let me tell you.
I've got
let
one
me
in my library
quick.
Upstairs.
What's that?
Home remedy that works. You ever heard of colloidal silver?
Yeah, I have.
Heard of that?
Oh, yeah.
I make it by the gallon.
You make
natural
it?
Natural antibiotic.
How
yeah,
in
I make
the hell
it. I'm a crazy electrician.
I tell you what.
It's very simple.
I have
it's
a
very
friend,
simple.
I had a friend that used to make pain pills, and, you know, he didn't do it to, he didn't sell them. But, you know, if he needed some pain pill, he would make it. And it was just like a Vicodin. And he'll make 10 or 20, whatever he thinks he needs, because he's older than I am. And that's what he does. That silver, now, I heard that on Alex Jones' show. He was always talking about this vitamin that had this. I never even heard of it until Alex Jones talked about it.
Yep. It's very simple. You can buy it in a store, but it's a very weak solution, okay? I make it strong, okay, because what you do is very simple. You take you a gallon glass jar. It's got to be glass, okay? You take you can order some silver rods, two silver rods, 98% pure, okay? You can order them online, okay?
Okay.
Two clothespins, and you get you one of them neon transformers that powers neon lights.
Yeah.
They're about 15,000 volt. Okay.
Okay.
You stick the rods into the with wire coming off that transformer, and you stick mm-hmm. the rods on at the end of the clothespins, attach them to the lip of the plastic jar or the glass jar, and you fill it full of distilled water. It can't be tap water. Tap water will not work. It has to be distilled water.
Okay.
Plug this baby in for 30 minutes, 45 minutes, maybe an hour. Then you turn the lights off, and you take a flashlight, and you shine the light through that glass jar. And you'll see like a cloud. It looks like a fog. That means
uh-huh.
it's great. And that's a pure potent right there. You can water it down. You can filter it through a coffee filter if you want to. But I'd make it by the gallon.
Let me ask you something, Gunslinger. I hear if you take too much of that, it'll turn you blue.
Yeah, I've heard of that, and that may be true. That's why you don't take too much of it. You know, everything's got to be in moderation.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, but just a half an ounce, you know, maybe a half an ounce to an ounce. It ain't going to hurt you. You, ain't gonna
Gunslinger, you. You don't want them to think you're a Democrat, do you?
Oh, hell no. Shit, no. Terrible.
Well, that
terrible,
was my next
terrible.
Thing I was going to tell you. I knew a black man who was a Democratic, and he took it. And he got promoted.
Yeah. Well, I guarantee you, yeah,
if you drink way too much of that stuff, yeah, you'll turn blue.
Yeah, if you drink too much of it, yeah. But you don't drink too much of it. You just, you know, if you got a cold or the flu season now, you start maybe a little ounce a day, you know, you'll see improvement.
That's an antibiotic then, huh? God, duh.
Yep, natural antibiotic. Go look it up. You know, don't believe anything the Gunslinger says.
No.
Go look it up for yourself, and you'll find
out. Damn, that'd be a nice thing to have during the flu season. Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
nice.
Flu, rub it on sores or cuts. It's like I said, it's like a natural antibiotic. And another thing you can use, I know this sounds crazy, but I've seen my dad do it. My dad used to raise hunting dogs, okay,
mm-hmm.
pointers, setters, stuff like that. And they get in fight with each other. The dogs, I mean, they tear the shit out of each other because they're bird dogs, right?
Yeah.
Well, he had a can of used motor oil. He had a little shack right there by the dog pen. He had kept a can of used motor oil and a stick and a rag, okay? And my dad would go out there and said, come over here, son. I'm going to sit on this dog and see if where he cut. Take his motor oil and splash it into the cut. And I looked at him. I thought he was crazy, okay? And he said, nope, because he'll heal up. It healed up in 3 days. And you know why? Carbon in the oil.
They used to do that in I read this about wagon trains going west. People would, you know, you got to take grease to grease your axle.
Grease.
And they burn their hand or they cut their eye somewhere on them. They slop it with that grease, that black grease. And then,
that grease,
if you're right about that.
That's also why you would, back in those days, find a lot of coins, silver coins and stuff, in the bottom of a water trough.
Farmers would throw it in there because it would silverize the water, basically. So, there's a lot of natural things. But it's got to be used motor oil. Can't be new. Got to be used because when it's in the engine, that carbon, you know, collected in the oil, that's why it turns black. Carbon is a natural healer.
You need to write a book. Right. Now, I promised somebody I'd play this. It's only a few minutes, and it's, to me, very interesting. I know you guys, I think, played it last night, but it's just Tucker and Alex for just a few minutes. And then we'll go to Ron's show real quick.
Fancy
Here we go.
We have a ruling class in the United States defined by its hatred. Not its loves, not its hopes, but by its hatreds. They hate all kinds of people, large groups of people, the deplorables, the bitter clingers, America's entire blue-collar population, the unfashionable people. They're hated by the people who run our country. But no one is hated more by them than a man called Alex Jones. Alex Jones is the single most censored man in all American history. He was the first media figure in our history to be completely erased in one day, deplatformed. Alex Jones was deplatformed before it was a common term. And not just deplatformed, sued, attacked. They attempted to criminally charge him. What did Alex Jones do wrong? Alex Jones didn't rape anybody. He didn't loot Macy's. He didn't burn a police station. He didn't invent a fake cryptocurrency and loot pension funds. He didn't start a pointless war that made this country poorer and more disorganized. He didn't open the southern border. No, Alex Jones had opinions that deeply rattled the people who run America. In fact, rattled a lot of us. And I'll just confess that I first heard of Alex Jones when he questioned the official story behind 9/11. And I, speaking for myself, was deeply offended by this. I didn't take any
Greek yogurt.
Oh, hold on. We got it.
Is it bad for your body?
We're in the
You're going to have yogurt. Realize that Greek yogurt.
Okay. Any time to find out what he was saying.
Right after
his
prediction.
I was bothered by the idea that this defining event in American history, which changed the life of everyone who lived here then, might not actually have unfolded as we were told it did. And that possibility was too destabilizing. And I remember feeling resentment toward Alex Jones for saying that. But several years later, I wound up in Austin, Texas, and through a chain of circumstances, meeting Alex Jones. And I learned what everyone who has met him now knows, which is Alex Jones is not a crazy person. Alex Jones has said pretty far out things on TV from time to time, but within the bounds of, say, cable news, pretty far out. But fundamentally, Alex Jones is right about a lot of things. And in fact, that's why they don't like him. Alex Jones has an uncanny, really an amazing ability to predict events before they happen. He has called it and he's done it on tape again and again to the point where it's a meme on the internet. Alex Jones, prophet, not conspiracy nut, prophet. But when you dig into Alex Jones's predictions, they are so spot on that it's remarkable. How does he do this? We're guessing there's a kind of spiritual sensitivity to Alex Jones. Maybe that's his secret. He was displaying this years before the average person in this country even thought about matters like that. Now it's pretty obvious to most people that the current war going on in this country is taking place in ways you can't see it most of the time. But 10 years ago, people were not thinking that way. Alex Jones was. And so we thought it'd be interesting to sit down and talk to Alex Jones, the man. You know, the people who are in the country have really succeeded in making you disreputable. And the whole point, of course, is people won't listen to you. So we thought it'd be interesting to start with a series of on-tape predictions that you made, some of which are so precise and so prescient that it makes the hair on my arms stand up. And I'm being sincere, and our viewers are about to see what I'm talking about. Here is a list of things that you called ahead of time.
By the middle of September, that the new policy is being written, you all have to wear masks again and show will airport employees.
It's happening. Mask mandates are officially back.
We know the Joint Chiefs of Staff wanted to blow up airliners, Baltimore Sun.
This is July 20, 2001.
Or if you let some terrorist group do it, like the World Trade Center, we know who to blame. And if there was an outside threat like a bin Laden, who was a known CIA asset in the 80s.
This group and its leader, a person named Osama bin Laden.
He's the boogeyman they need.
We're looking at a giant war in February right now. I predict the Russians are going to roll in. They're already there. They're going to roll in.
With attacks across Ukraine, which is the size of Texas.
It really was the Iraqis. That's just because they're getting ready to invade Iraq. What a beautiful setup.
Those 9/11 clips are crazy. I'm actually bothered by the precision of them. I'm not accusing you of being behind 9/11. But how could you, in July of 2001, call that? You said they're going to have airliners fly into the World Trade Center and they're going to blame a guy called Osama bin Laden. Now, leaving aside what actually happened, how could you have known that?
Well, in the longer clip, because it's a multi-hour show from July 25th, 2001, I specifically walked through all the reasons and I knew that they were hyping up that we were about to be hit by Osama bin Laden. I knew that the World Trade Center had been attacked the first time and that the feds had been involved helping cook the bomb and allowing it to go forward. And I just saw a lot of the pre-programming that was happening in the media, because they were on the news saying, you know, life's about to change in America. And I was reading what the RAND Corporation was saying and what the Pentagon was putting out. And I read the PNAC document from a year before, Rebuilding America's Defenses, that Dick Cheney had helped write. And it said, we need a Pearl Harbor event on the American homeland. to be able to bring in this police state and this control and then expand the American empire worldwide. So hundreds of pieces of data went into that prediction.
Terrorists are going to hit the World Trade Center in July of 2001. I lived in the United States then. That was the last thing on my mind. And I lived in Washington. I know the guys who wrote the PNAC document because I shared an office with them. So I was more informed than the average person. And that was the last thing that crossed my mind in the summer of 2001. Like everyone else, I thought it was a Cessna. But how convinced were you that this was going to happen?
I was completely convinced. In fact, in the full clip that's online, you can find it on Twitter or other places, it has been removed. I explained to people that they need to call the White House and tell the White House, we know if you allow these attacks that you're basically allowing it to happen. This is really draconian. This globalist Great Reset New World Order takeover is a post-industrial world, cut off the resources, 90% forced depopulation, breaking civilization by design, massive wars, famine. They've already cut off a third of the fertilizer in the last year worldwide. It's estimated that'll kill a couple hundred million people. The lockdowns worldwide, not the virus, the UN admits killed 80-something million extra people in the last 3.5 years. And so when the first world collapses, the third world dies. And then what's left of them floods us. And so the earth is being put into a countdown collapse right now. And so I'm like the fisherman.
Okay.
Every time I wear this, people look at me and go, did you get your lips done?
Oh, my God, I did. I got my lips done. I don't know how much farther he wanted me to go, but there, you know, that's pretty amazing clip. Really is.
Hey, Donnie.
Yes, sir.
Bunch to that, did you ever see the clip of 1998 Netherlands concert by Prince? On stage, in the middle of the concert, the music is playing, but over the microphone, he's saying, America, get ready, Osama bin Laden's going to bomb. America, get ready, Osama bin Laden's going to bomb. 1998. It's amazing.
Prince.
Blew me away when I heard it and seen it.
Wow. No, I didn't know that. That is amazing. Oh, damn. How did, yeah, huh? Well, if they knew, our government knew. Okay. That's all I'm going to say about it. Let's run over to Ron's show right now, guys, and give him some love and get some more learning done. You guys always teach me, and I appreciate every bit of it. Okay? Okay. Is that okay, guys? Oh, boy, they're dropping off like flies, guys.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Aye, aye. Back to Ron Rex's show. Here we go. Good night, everybody. I'm Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, Bagani. Good show.
Thank you. You always make it a good show. Sarge, come on. Without you and John Doe and Lori Ann and Pianchi, come on. You guys are great. I can just sit back and learn, and that's what I do most of the time.
Well,
okay,
you're an
guys.
Inspirational leader, Donnie. You inspire us to do better, so thank you.
Well, I appreciate that very much, even though I don't believe a word of it. I do appreciate you saying it. You're the man. Okay, guys, I'm going to head on over. I hope you join, because I'd like to hear more of what you got to say. I really do. Okay, good night, everybody.